How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. I'm so glad you guys are tuning in today. It's going to be an incredible show. We've got some awesome testimonies lined up for you. Also, one of my biggest goals for this show week in, week out is to give you tips, tools, resources, and action steps so you can live to your God-given potential by applying these things to your life right now. Instead of waiting to do something, just take action now. We're in an information age where, you know, we have access to Google anything, you can find it. We have more diet plans, more workout plans, more stretches of the spine, more supplement recommendations than ever before in history. But for some reason, we're the sickest than we ever have been before. So it's not a lack of information, but I do believe it's a lack of application. So we know that information is worth nothing until you apply it. And when you apply it, that's when you actually start to see the results from it. And that's really where that magic happens, when we start to apply those resources and tips and action steps that we provide on the show. Whether you're a patient or you will be a patient, or maybe you are listening to this from 2 or 3 hours away and you tune in every week, but you realize that these tips are designed to really transform the way that you view and manage your health, so that you can prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease. So really, can you live to your abundant health potential without the use of drugs, surgeries, pills, potions, lotions, you name it? And so if you've never been to our website is a great place for resources that are complimentary to you. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. You can find us all over the internet, all over social media. You can also find me, Dr. Nick Barnes, all over the web. So we have a lot of great resources on there for you to tap into. If you haven't done that yet, what are you waiting for, right? Also, if you are trying to get on our newsletter campaign, where we send out monthly articles and really keep you up to date on our events that we're doing, not only in the clinic, but online, this is going to be huge. All you got to do is text in your name and your email. And what I'll do is I'll put you on our newsletter so you can stay up to date with the latest information, whether it's research or the top supplement that we're recommending per season that we're in, or so you can look at all of our events that we have coming up. We just had an incredible event just yesterday, and it was all about maximizing your metabolism. Now, everyone, obviously, we had a packed house in there, and everyone wanted to learn about the metabolism. And you know what's interesting is that we have people calling in all the time to try to lose weight, and people have goals of losing weight or fitting into a suit or fitting into a dress or just looking how they want to look. All that's great, but at the end of the day, we know it's a side effect of being healthy. So usually the body's going to get healthy, you're going to start to feel better, and then you start to lose the weight or get to the shape that you want to get to. It does definitely take time, but it took time to get you where you are. So this workshop was great. We had a lot of resources that we handed out and suggested. And really, at the end of the day, the premise was, you know, whether you think you have a slow metabolism or you think you have a fast metabolism, there's age and genetics do play a small factor, but everything else is really on your own terms. You can actually control how fast your metabolism starts to go, how slow your metabolism starts to go. And once you take control of the responsibility or the action steps, the choices you make, once you do that, then you really start to say, you know, I'm not going to be enslaved to my genes. I'm not going to say it's just my old age. But it's not about just dealing with the metabolism you have. It's about understanding how can you harness it, how can you change it, and what does it take? And so what we do in our clinic is we call it the 5 essentials. We talk about mindset, so stress, sleep, Two is we talk about the spine. The spine and chiropractic are absolutely vital for your health. It's not just a, oh, I hope I feel better. No, it's actually vital for your hormones and your nervous system. Three is proper nutrition, making sure you're putting the right type of fuel in your body. Number four is exercise and oxygen consumption. So really getting your heart rate up every day is huge, and getting the hormones balanced with specific activity is also huge. And then number five is minimize chemicals or toxicity. And this is one of those things where, you know, we realize that, you know, if you are continuing to detox over and over again and really not changing what you're doing lifestyle wise, you're just going to retox over and over, and that's going to be tiring and frustrating, and candidly, it's hard on your body, right? So you're detoxing your organs, but then you're retoxing them with your lifestyle. So it is definitely a process as we take people through just really applying the five essentials in life. And we never look for perfection, but we do want, of course, progress. Why? Because we think that you deserve it. I believe if we don't apply any type of progress in our health or anything in life, going in the right direction, we're just going to keep slipping back. And all of a sudden we're going to be 60, 70, 80, 90 years old and say, what happened? How did I get here? And we're not gonna let that happen to you. So I do want to share with you our supplement of the month coming up. It is our HISTA support. HISTA support is really huge for anybody who's struggling with allergies, change in weather, change in season. And so HISTA support is an awesome supplement that people will get great results with. If you want more information about HISTA support, text in your name and your email, and I'll send you information about HISTA support. The number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. And allergies occur when really people don't really understand what allergies are. They think it's just St. Louis air quality, and that's really not the case. Allergies occur when, like, the immune system reacts to a foreign substance, or let's say an allergen, in a negative way. So that substance could be dust, pollen, grass, a chemical, and your body's reaction is I gotta get rid of this. And so it creates unwanted symptoms, or of course uncomfortable symptoms, and the reactions may, like, maybe watery eyes, it may be sneezing, running nose, hives, coughing, and of course there's a whole host of other different symptoms that can come along with allergies or sinus issues. But there are remedies to this outside of, you know, making sure your immune system is as healthy as possible through chiropractic and through drinking enough water and eating clean and reducing dairy and gluten and getting exercise to get everything out. There are a couple other remedies. And so some of the other remedies that, you know, out there, over-the-counter medications really cause your body to become reliant and or addicted to those, and they cause drowsiness. And so the Max Living HISTA support provides, like, natural nutrients and really vitamin C, quercetin, nettle extract, and really helps ease the histamine response in the body. And of course, reduce the allergy symptoms that you have. And so really what HISTA support does is helps boost the immune system. Instead of taking the allergy pill, you're taking something like this, and this is only going to help your body. Certain nutrients have been shown, to help balance the immune system. So, you know, specifically in the HISTA support, it contains tynophend, which is vitamin C, and quercetin, which all work together to help with the normal response. And so there are some specific supplements that we recommend for this. And obviously this is one of those. So once again, if you want to learn more about HISTA support, I can send you the link. Definitely taking this instead of taking your allergy pill or allergy medication is going to be the best answer for you. It's only going to help you. It'll never hurt you. The number to text in with your name and your email address is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You know, guys, as I talk with patients every week and do phone consultations with them and see them for their appointment, you know, there's a lot of things that kind of come up along the way. Some people are struggling. Some people are good with status quo. Some people are just really excelling in their health. And I'll tell you is that the people that are excelling in their health are never stopping. They're going to keep going in the right direction. They're going to keep peeling that next layer back. And they're going to keep staying on their toes with all the new information that comes out. And I would say that's one of the biggest challenges is the data that keeps coming out. It's just nonstop. And, you know, that's part of what I do in my career is trying to keep up with what is now the new thing. And the new thing usually isn't the thing that lasts. It's usually the things that have been there for hundreds of years that is like, oh, well, no wonder that works. No wonder that's working. And so, you know, this in February, it was heart month. So, you know, this is a big deal for a lot of patients with heart health, whether it's high blood pressure, cholesterol, stroke, heart attack, you name it, anything that's going to affect the cardiovascular system. This is a big month. And the reason is it's all about awareness. You know, if we take a look and see how many people are passing or being diagnosed and passing away from cardiovascular disease, it's astronomical. And there's two choices you have when you get diagnosed with it. Either you can choose to change your life and do what you need to do to get well, or you can just listen to what the doctors say, get on the medications, and not change a thing. Now, there's two different routes to take. I will tell you that we have a lot of people in our clinic who have taken the route of, you know what, I was told I had a heart attack. I was told my heart is not good, so I'm going to take this medication. I'm not going to change. We do have people like that in our clinic. But the majority of people that come in from the radio show or come in just walking out the streets to our office or patients that have been there for years, the majority actually say, you know what, no, I'm not going to just take the fact that I'm diagnosed with heart disease and I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm going to take the diagnosis and I'm going to figure out how do I reduce and remove as many medications as possible because I'm as healthy as I can possibly be, even though I had heart attack or heart disease, whatever it is, I'm going to go down fighting. And so, you know, there's people that really spend the rest of their years struggling and there's people that spend the rest of their years thriving. You know, we're all going to pass away, obviously, but what do those last 15 years look like? What do those last 15 years look like? I think it's a question that we all should be asking is, what am I doing today to really influence the last 15 years of my life? Are we going to be in a nursing home? Are we going to not remember our family members? Are we going to be there for our grandkids, our great-grandkids? You know, what are we going to do on our own terms that's going to really impact this? And so, you know, when it comes to heart health, you know, it's definitely in your hands. I mean, of course, there's some genetic component to it, but it's a very small component. It's about 10%. It goes back to genetics. 90% of what is what you do or don't do to your health or your body over time. And so I say that not to debunk the excuse or reason why the men or the women in your family have passed away from heart disease. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that it's going to take something drastic in your lifestyle to change what happens genetically with you, right? I can tell you heart disease runs in my family. It's taken out every man on both sides of my family. And so what we got to realize is, okay, what can I do today to really improve the health of my heart? I think about that at the age of 40. I'm like, okay, and even before this, you know, I even thought about it in my 20s. I was like, okay, what am I going to do to really impact the health of my heart? And what can I do on my own terms and not just say, you know what, it's just genes. And I'll tell you, with the power of chiropractic and what we do in our clinic, there's six ways that chiropractic can actually help your heart. Most people don't recognize that or see that there is a benefit there. But what we're going to do is in the next segment is we're going to go over the six things that you can do through the things that we teach in our office and through chiropractic that actually impact the health of your heart. And listen, this is one of those ones that you want to share this radio show with everybody you love and care about, because at the end of the day, you know, on my watch, I don't want people dying from heart attacks, heart disease. I just don't, without knowing that there is something that you can do to help prevent it. And it's not just the cards you've been dealt. It really isn't. And so we got to start changing that mindset and realizing that the power is in your hands, and do what we can and forget what we can't, right? Do what we can and forget what we can't do. I think once you start to develop that type of mindset, we start to change our life a little bit more. We start to really focus on, you know, what can I do today that's going to impact my health forever? You know, if you're making 80% of your decisions and choices are for health, the 20% may be bad on your own watch choices. Well, at least you're doing the majority of the right direction. Most people don't even wake up to that. They don't even realize that there's things they could be doing to really offset what they've done to their body without knowing, or continue to do to their body with knowing. And so this next segment is going to be great. Once again, we're going to go over the six ways that chiropractic and what we do in our clinic can actually protect your heart. Stay tuned. It's going to be awesome. Once again, you're listening to Health From Within, Family Chiropractic, and the Maximize Living Radio Show. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. Healthfromwithinstl.com. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barr. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airways. Right now, we are sicker than we've ever happened before in our country, and the reason is we're not doing anything about it. We're relying on our insurance to cover our butts when we lose our health. We're relying on the hospitals, urgent cares to cover us. I will tell you guys right now is that it's for a lack of application. We do not have a lack of information. We have a lack of application with our health lifestyle decisions and choices. Everyone knows gluten is bad for them, but why do we keep eating it? Right? Everyone knows that pizza is probably not the best choice for your health, but you keep eating it. No one wants to be on multiple medications for heart disease or for allergies or for cancer, whatever it is. But why do we keep doing it? Listen, we have more, you know, destruction occurring in our health care system than ever before. And it's not the doctor's fault. It's not the nurse's fault. It's not even the insurance company's fault. It's us as a society really not taking responsibility for where we are and how we got here. And so if you're listening to the show now, if you hear one thing, is that your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, that it is designed to heal, it desires to heal, and that on a cellular level, your body is working on your behalf for you, never against you, even though you might feel it. Even though you may feel it. Symptoms are a blessing if you do something about it. They can be a burden if you ignore them, though. All right. So what I'll tell you is, you hear this show, it's all about being fearfully wonderfully made. It's all about taking action, taking responsibility, and putting the power of choice with your health back into your own hands. It's not me telling you what to do. It's not the MD telling you what to do. It's you figuring out what is best for you and honoring your body with the decisions you choose and the decisions that you start to put into play and put into action. You know, last segment we talked about HISTA support being a supplement that would be great for people struggling with allergies. If you want to get the HISTA support supplement link sent to you, I can do that. Please text in your name and your email address, and I will send that link to you right away. If you're wanting to get our newsletters so you understand what events are coming up, if many of you were at the workshop yesterday, but some people missed because they didn't even know we were doing a workshop. So if you want to get our newsletter about complimentary workshops and online workshops, please text in your name and your email address. The number to text in is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, when I think about what we were talking about before the segment, about six ways that we can really, what we do with chiropractic can actually improve and protect your heart. Most people would be like, no, there's no way. Maybe you've never been to a chiropractor because you don't know. Some of you have been to a chiropractor and say that chiropractors are quacks. Well, then you've never been to the right one. Okay, so I'll tell you right now, chiropractic is designed to take pressure off the spine and nervous system so the body can heal optimally, free of interference. That's what chiropractic is. It's not about neck pain. It's not about back pain. It's about overall function of the body. Listen, proper structure leads to proper function, which leads to a healthy body. Damaged spine or damaged structure leads to dysfunction, which leads to a disease and sick body. It's as simple as that. There's no gray area. There's no gray area. When someone comes with back pain, I'm not thinking about their back pain. Obviously, I want them to feel better. I think about those nerves go to the reproductive organs. Those nerves go to the lower colon, into the bladder, and then down the leg, into the knee, into the hip, into the foot. And so, yeah, people might come in and say, my neck hurts. I'm not thinking about their neck pain. I'm thinking about those nerves go to their thyroid. They go to their heart. They go to their lungs. It affects anxiety. It affects blood sugar. It affects blood pressure. That's what I'm thinking about. So if you're having a symptom of your spine, headaches, neck pain, mid back pain, shoulder pain, low back pain, sciatica, whatever it is, listen, that is a warning sign that something is wrong and you got to change your spine. First off, you got to examine your spine. We have to check your spine. Test your spine, see exactly what's going on, and we have to correct your spine, right? We're not going to just say, oh, come in when it hurts, adjust you when it hurts, and then you're good. No, we want to see what's happening in your spine, what's causing the pain, how do we correct that, and how do we get your body to heal and function awesome? Because I really care more about your heart than your neck pain, I'll be honest with you, right? But your neck pain is a warning sign that there's damage in the nerves in the lower part of the neck that travel down to the chest cavity. They affect the neurological components of the heart. So therefore, for the heart to beat, the signals from the brain that travel down the spinal cord, out of the nerves of the neck and the chest and mid back, and straight to the chest cavity into the heart. Listen, your heart is electrically ran by your nervous system. It's electrically ran by your nervous system. So when I say what's the most important system in the body, no one says my heart. No one says my lungs. No one says my gut. They say my brain and my spinal cord. So then how healthy is your spine? Because your spine protects your spinal cord. So are you checking that? Now can you see how if there's damage in the spine, if there's pain in the neck or upper back, that's a warning sign that something is going on, and these neurological symptoms directly impact the organs which their nerves go to. For instance, the heart, right? So February is obviously National Heart Month. So of course, we've had a lot of patients coming in the office with heart issues. Whether, you know, maybe they're healing from a heart attack. Maybe they have blood pressure issues, cholesterol issues, and they're really seeing amazing results. And so, you know, at the end of the day, there's things that you can do through chiropractic care that are going to benefit your heart. First thing is, there's six things. First thing is how chiropractic helps is that it actually reduces chest pain. Like, chest pain is one of the most common reasons why people visit the hospital, right? And most people don't recognize that there's actually neurological patterns that come out of the neck and the upper back that damage and affect the nerves that go to the chest cavity, causing chest pain. So you may think you're having a heart attack, but it's actually damaging your spine. Most people don't recognize that. So a lot of people get concerned when they have chest pain and they mistake it for heart problems or heart attack, right? So instead of having to go to the hospital or the ER or urgent care with a lot of chest pain, it might be resolved with chiropractic adjustments if it's coming from the spine. So I will tell you, like, if you have chest pain, chest cavity pain or sternum pain or rib pain, a lot of that is chiropractic related, not heart related, right? So number one is making sure chest pain is reduced. Two is chiropractic helps decrease inflammation throughout the heart. So inflammation is one of the most common reasons why people develop chronic inflammation is one of the most chronic reasons why people develop cardiovascular issues. Inflammation is an issue, but chiropractic actually reduces inflammation systemically through the body. So heart vessel inflammation goes down, heart inflammation goes down, organ inflammation goes down, right? So this includes inflammation that would otherwise take place in arteries, veins, hearts. So by reducing inflammation, systemically in the body, that's going to actually reduce your risk of any heart issues, believe it or not. So you got to make sure that when you're getting adjusted, patients, if you're listening to the show right now, when you're getting adjusted, once again, I care about how you feel. More importantly, I care about your body's healing. And one of the things that inhibits or blocks healing is the amount of inflammation that is systemically present in your body. So if we reduce the inflammation that's systemically present, what happens is the body starts to heal as a whole. That they call that vitalistic or vitality or holistic healing, right? Because systemically, every organ, cell, tissue is being affected in your body, right? Number three is when you're getting adjusted, it reduces blood pressure. Obviously, high blood pressure is known as hypertension. It's one of the most common chronic medical problems people experience, especially in America, and they're taking multiple medications for it. But what research has been shown is that an adjustment to the top bone of the neck called the atlas actually reduces blood pressure better than two medications combined. This is research out of a Chicago Institute of Health, right? And so this has been known for years, but why aren't people being told this? Because medical doctors aren't, either they don't know it or they don't want to share it, right? And so I will tell you right now that you're getting adjusted, it balances your blood pressure. It balances your blood pressure, right? Number four, getting adjusted improves your variability of your heart rate. So if you like to control your heart rate better, obviously you need to increase the range across with which your heart beats, meaning your heart has the ability to adapt. If your heart rate and heartbeat cannot adapt to life, then that's going to lead to heart disease and heart conditions down the road. So it's called heart rate variability, meaning can your heart adapt, right? Can your heart rate adapt? So a lot of patients with serious heart problems are not able to get their heart rate as high or as low as they would like. So it just stays higher usually, is usually what it says. It usually stays higher. So chiropractic addresses this and helps improve the strength of the heart, which means the strength of the heart, which then is a muscle, actually helps improve your heart rate variability. So chiropractic helps with heart rate variability and flexibility. Okay. Five, getting adjusted protects the nerves of the heart. So the nerves that control the heart get their instructions from it's called autonomic nervous system, or think automatic nervous system. So they're referred to as automatic because it's working on your behalf without you having to think about it or know it. But getting adjusted, what happens is these nerves that innervate other organs throughout the body, such as the heart, such as the lungs, such as the diaphragm, absolutely become impinged and damaged, and chiropractic removes that impingement. It removes the damage of the spine and allows the body to heal optimally like it should, right? Lastly, the sixth thing is that getting adjusted improves lung function. The heart and the lungs work together. Many of us know this. If you're experiencing heart issues, you know that usually the shortness of breath that comes along with it, right? So heart and lungs work together. If the lungs are not functioning right, the heart muscle will not get enough oxygen, and so therefore will not run properly and abundantly, right? So chiropractic adjustments help lung function. So specifically people with asthma, allergies, emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It's important to know that, listen, when you're getting adjusted, it improves lung function. When you're getting adjusted, it increases oxygen consumption into the body. This is research that proves this too. And so when I'm a chiropractor talking about heart health, or I'm a chiropractor talking about supplements or exercise or cancer or diabetes, listen, it all comes back to the same thing. How do we get your body to optimally function at 100% without the use of drugs or surgery? That's the goal. Without the use of drugs or surgery, or with minimal use of drugs or surgery. I really believe that people aren't really given that bill of hope when it comes down to a diagnosis. They're told you're just going to have this for the rest of your life, and that's just good luck type of thing. And so I will encourage you to know this, that your body can heal. You're designed to heal, and that no matter what kind of bill of health you've been given, that you can always make it better. You can always make it better. We have people in their 80s who are healing and getting off blood pressure medication because the doctor says, listen, everything looks good. You don't need this anymore. We have people getting off cholesterol medication in their 70s. They've been on it for 15 years. Listen, people are getting off medication left and right in our office, not because I'm telling them to, because the medical doctors, their physician is saying, listen, you're so much healthier now. You've lost weight. Your numbers are looking better. There's no need for this anymore. That's what it's all about. There's no need for this anymore. And I will tell you that I have patients coming week in, week out saying this, and it's awesome to hear, because at the end of the day, that if you're hearing that from the MD, you're the weird one. You're the weird one in the room losing weight. You're the weird one in the room getting off medications, not getting on more medications. So if you're going to hear me, hear this. You just want to be weird. When it comes to health, you want to be the weird one in the crowd. You want to go against the grain, because that's what's going to get you the results that you want and desire. Because we're not going to be a statistic. If you're listening to this show and you're a patient in my clinic, and if you're not one yet, you most likely will become one. That's just usually what happens. That what ends up happening, you're going to be the weird one in the culture. You're going to be a different one. And I'll tell you right now more than ever, you want to be drastically different from anybody else when it comes to health, because that's what gets you the results that you need, and that's what really your body's been designed to do. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Max Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm the owner of Health From Within, Family Chiropractic, and I can tell you today's been an awesome show. We have people calling and texting in left and right. Once again, if you did get a voicemail, please leave a message and I will call you back. The number is 314-323-7214. We really had a good feedback from people who are just wondering, you know, why haven't they taken that step yet? Why haven't they taken that lunge yet to actually get healthy and well? And you know, AW's story about the heart attack saved my life, and Mark's story about the A1C diagnosis, high A1C diagnosis saved his life, is just what it's really all about, is to understand that your body is incredible at healing, and if you do the right things with time, you'll get the right results that you want. No matter how old you are, listen, you're not broken, you're not pieced together. Your body is fearfully and wonderfully made. It just is. Your body's fearfully and wonderfully made. And you know, when we start to think about that, are we actually doing something about that? Are we actually honoring our body with the right decisions we make, or are we just ignoring it? Right? And so we always hear that we are deteriorating, right? From society, right? We all hear we're deteriorating as we get older. But it's simply not the truth. When you look at the research, that some people are healthier in their 50s than they are in their 20s. It's just a fact. They become wiser. They listen to their body more. They do more things. I would argue I'm healthier now at 40 than I was at 20, for sure, because I just understand my body more. I know what to do and what not to do. And so either we're going to differentiate or we're going to die, right? So peak intellectual and creative years are between 60 and 80 years old. Can you imagine that, right? So our brain, right, and intellectually and creativity is actually peaks between 60 and 80 years old, right? So think about that. So we're not just broken. We're not deteriorating. We're not just going to die, right? We're just going to die prematurely, right? If a person lives a healthy lifestyle, moves, has good physical activity, getting adjusted, has full mental activity, that the research actually shows intellectual abilities actually get better even 80, 90 years old. I mean, let's be that person, right? Let's be that person that changes what the common story is in our culture. And that means being counterculture, not relying on the three C's of health, which is everyone wants to be comfortable, everyone wants to be convenient, everyone wants to be cheap with their health. It's just a fact that that's human nature. People want to be cheap, comfortable, and convenient, and it's just not going to get you where you need to go. Eating healthy, eating clean, not relying on pills, potions, and lotions to get you well is the answer to getting where you need to go when it comes to health and healing. And you know what? You just flat out deserve it, right? So we have to be encouraging of ourselves, encouraging of our family members and people around us, because the society doesn't do that. Everyone's worried about their copays. Everyone's worried about just retiring. Everyone's worried about, you know, assisted living. Everyone's worried about not going on a walker or a cane. What are we willing to do to not do that? What are we willing to do today to keep us off the walker? What are we willing to do today to keep us out of memory care at assisted living? What are we willing to do today to have intellectual and creative years peak between 80 and 90 years old? That's what it's all about. It's not just, listen, going for a walk. That's important, right? It's not just that, though. What's next? It's drinking more water. It's getting adjusted. It's taking your supplements, right? So what are those goals for you? What are those goals for you? Because this is about legacy. It's not about how you feel. You might think that it's about how you feel, but it's not it at all. It's about your legacy that you're going to leave behind. Are you going to be healthy or are you going to be sick? I'll tell you, I know a lot of people, specifically even in my family, my grandfather, the last 15 years of his life, he dealt with heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, the trifecta, and he was the monarch of the family. But guess what? No one said there's another way. No one told him there's another way. I was too young. I didn't know any better. No one knew any better, right? The doctors know best, so we're just going to do what they say. We're going to keep cutting. We're going to keep poisoning. We're going to keep medicating. We're going to keep cutting, poisoning, medicating, because that's the answer to cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. I will tell you right now, you not get cancer because you're lacking chemo. You not get cancer because you're lacking radiation. That's not what causes cancer. You're not lacking something. You don't get high blood pressure because you're lacking blood pressure medications. You don't get allergies because you're lacking Zyrtec. Like, it's just, that's just not how it works. You don't get heart disease because you're lacking, you know, cholesterol medications. That's just not how it works. But our society has tricked us into thinking that's just the case. The reason is because the healthcare system, the broken healthcare model, which is the sick care system, crisis care system, was developed off of sickness and crisis. It was never developed off of maintenance care for sickness. It developed off of emergency care. How do we save this person's life? That's what they're great at. This medication, save their life. The medications that over the years have been tweaked and changed to be on them chronically, not for short-term use, but chronic use. And that's the problem. That's where we lost our way. Not your MD's fault. Society didn't want to change. They'd rather take a pill for every stinking ill, right? And so instead of changing, they'll take a pill for it. Instead of changing, they'll blame somebody else. They'll blame their age or blame their genes. If you listen to the show, you do not have the right to blame your genes or your age anymore. Why? Because genes account for 10% of what happens to you. 90% is all on you. Whether you like that or not, 90% is on you. And guess what? Age is now showing to be a positive indicator for your health. Can you imagine that? People in their 60s are healthier than kids in their 16. Think about that. Teenagers are more unhealthy than their grandparents. Research is now showing this. So we can't use age as a determining factor either. Babies are sicker now than ever before. Infants, toddlers, kids are sicker now than ever before. And what the crazy thing is it's not just one thing, it's multiple factors that are causing that. But until we wake up and say, oh, well, if young people are getting sicker more than their parents or grandparents, then maybe I can use age and harness my age to benefit my health and my body. And guess what? Research shows you absolutely can. You absolutely can. I talked about that yesterday in the metabolism workshop, where it's not just your age, but age, if you think about this, as hormones change, as your body has to adapt, your metabolism actually can increase with age. It doesn't have to go down, right? It doesn't have to go down. So you can actually change your metabolism with your age. And so I will tell you that there's tips, tools, and resources along the way. But this is what we do in our clinic, guys, is that we really say, you know, you're going to have to get uncomfortable. You have to get inconvenienced. And you got to invest time, energy, and resources into your health. Guess why? You're going to have to do it anyway. Either you do it now when you're healthy, or you do it now when you're sick? You do it now when you're healthy, or you do it later when you're sick in the hospital? It's gonna happen. The shoe's gonna drop. Why? Because it happens to everybody. Either you invest your time, energy, resources, and your health on your own behalf, on your own terms now, or you ignore it because you just think you're fine, which is never gonna happen to you, and then one day a crisis hits, and then everything changes. Then everything stops. Life stops. You get in debt. You stay in the hospital. You miss out on life. You're not present because you're medicated. And then you have to dump your resources, get uncomfortable, get inconvenienced with sickness. Why don't you do that with your health? Why wait? My question is, why would anybody wait? I just don't get it. I honestly don't get it. If you're listening to the show now and you're still listening after me yelling at you for the last hour almost, then I'm hope that you're like nodding your head like, this is okay, this is what we need to hear. This is what I need. This is what I need to do something about. I need to do something about it is different than I will do it now, right? It's kind of the should thing. I should have done this. I should have done that. I should have done that. Well, you start shoulding everywhere, right? I mean, that's what happens. People come to my office 50, 60, 70s, 80s, and they say, I should have done this 20 years ago. I should have done this 30 years ago. I go, okay, well, yeah, you're right. But then why won't that 20-year-old come in? Why won't that 30-year-old married couple come in with a new baby? Because they're just too busy? Why won't someone bring their kid to the office because they have allergies and asthma? Why won't they bring them in? Because the doctor said not to? Like, tell me why. What is the reason why? Maybe they don't think it's going to help. Guys, we wouldn't be seeing thousands of patients in our office if it didn't help, right? We wouldn't see hundreds of patients per week if it didn't help people get well through chiropractic and through the lifestyle modifications that we teach. I want the best for you. I really do. But it's going to take you putting the work in. It's going to take you showing up, right? And this is funny. I was talking to a patient the other day, and Shandra was saying, like, you know, I was saying, awesome job. You did great with your adjustment. She goes, I didn't do anything. I go, well, you showed up. She goes, that's right. I go, most people don't even show up. They don't show up for the first time. So if you're listening to the show now, and you're like, man, I really need to do something with my health. What's that first step look like? Normally, if you come into our office for a new patient appointment, it's $150, which includes x-rays, new patient exam, going over your health history, your health goals, get a blueprint together. And then the follow-up appointment, we go over everything with you. So that includes that too. Normally, it's $150, but if you're listening to the show now, it's only $60. So this is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, answer the phone. I'll schedule you for a new patient appointment. What will happen is this. I'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. Why do we do that? Because if you pay, you show. It just is. It's just a fact. So call now. I don't know why you need to wait any longer. I'll make an appointment time for you. If you're like, I never do this. I never call on a radio show. Well, that's me too. I never call on a radio show. But when something hits me to the core where I want to leave a legacy to the people that love and care about me most, of a healthy person that did everything he possibly can. I'm not going to walk around with a limp anymore. I'm not going to have shoulder surgery prematurely. I'm not going to be on multiple medications. I'm not going to walk with a walker. I'm not going to be in assisted living. If I have anything to say about it, I'm going to do all I possibly can today that's going to influence my future, of not just for me, but the people around me. And that's the why. Why you're doing this, why you're calling in, is to get well. It's to get well. Get to the core and get well. So the number to call in for a new patient appointment at the discounted rate is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Our recipe of the week this week is our strawberry coconut chia pudding. This is one of those patient favorites that they love. And so I wanted to break it out to the listeners on the radio show. If you're wanting the recipe to the strawberry coconut chia pudding, please pick up the phone and text right now. You can text your name and your email address, your name and your email address, and I'll send this right over to you, the strawberry coconut chia pudding. The number to text right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Guys, as we start to think about, you know, what's happening in our society when it comes to health, I want to share a word for you. And some of you might get this about politics. You might get this about taxes or the government or whatever it is, something called compassionate, right? Where you can actually be compassionate and pissed off at the same time. And we call that compassionate. And you know what? They call this, it's a holy justice. It's like literally when your spirit is like under friction and you just get compassionate about it, right? And it doesn't mean you have to get angry or mad at any one person. It's really broken systems. That's what's led us to this point, right? It's not the person in charge that's really at fault. whether it comes to Barnes Jewish Hospital, UHC, the government, like it's not Medicare, you know, the leader of Medicare's fault. It's really not. It's the broken systems that we should be compassionate about. And guess what? We've gotten ourselves into this system, the broken system. We've gotten ourselves into the problem. And so we can get compassionate about our current state, but we're getting compassionate requires action. If you're just going to get pissed off and compassionate and not change, then you're just wasting your energy. Then you're the grumpy old person that's walking around with newspaper in their hands, that's hitting their hands over and over again. I'm telling you, if you're going to get compassionate, that requires action. It's when compassion hits being pissed off, and it's okay to be there. It really is. A level of compassionate gets you to move. If you don't take action with this emotion, you will become bitter and angry, right? If you put action with being compassionate for yourself and the people you love and care about most, then you will act. And that's where transformation occurs. Transformation requires the action of information. Okay? So be a problem solver. Don't be a problem labeler. Be a problem solver in your own life with your own health. Figure out what's going on with you, how we can help. If you want a new patient appointment, once again, 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. Today's been an awesome show, guys. I really appreciate you texting, calling. We're here for you. Have a blessed week and tune in next time. Thanks so much. It's a living thing. It's a terrible
thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within, Family Chiropractic. We are a health center here in the St. Louis region that's really designed to restore your health. But most importantly, my mission is to really transform how you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, disease. And listen, the most amazing healing potential is in your brain. Your brain sends signals down your spinal cord, across the nerve roots that come out of your spine, to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, for a cut to heal in your hand, your brain controls it all. For your body to be able to adapt to viruses in the air, or viruses you're being exposed to, or bacterial infections you're being exposed to, your brain controls it all. And this is what happens when some people can respond to a virus and never get sick, and some people get sick every time they receive the same virus, then we know the body's not healing optimally, right? If we want our body to heal optimally, what's going to happen is it's going to give you the best fighting chance against environmental toxins, environmental allergens, viruses, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, you name it, right? And so let's get your body healing optimally. That's what we do in our clinic. That's what we do in our office. And we start with mindset. Second is chiropractic, nervous system. We look at nutrition, exercise, detoxing. And if you're listening to the show now and you listen to us year after year, we've been on the air now for 10 years. And listen, if you've never become a patient in our office, my question is why? Text in why. I want to hear why. Why would you not become a patient in the clinic? Why would you not even call to get an appointment scheduled in the clinic for a discounted rate? Just be real. Like, you don't think you're going to get better. You think it's too much time. You don't have the time to invest in your health. You don't have the resources to invest in your health. Like, I just honestly want to know, because I know our listener base is growing rapidly week after week. And it's been doing this literally for 10 years. It's growing. Significantly. It's never actually plateaued. It's never shrank. It's getting bigger. And I want to know, at the end of the day, if someone listens to the show, why will they not pick up the phone and call? Do they not think it's for them? Do they not think they're going to be the testimony? Because I'll tell you right now, we have people that come into the office that say, I shouldn't have waited this long. I don't know why I waited this long to come in. I thought it was going to get better on its own. Obviously, it doesn't. It gets worse. I thought it was going to get better with age. You know, that's not true. It's going to get worse with time. And I will tell you right now that when you come into the office, our main mission is to figure out, where have you been, where you are, and where do you want to go with your health? What does that blueprint look like? How do we take you there, right? Through chiropractic, through nutrition, through getting your exercise program in order, through getting the detoxing in order, through supplementation. What does the blueprint look like for you? You know what? Everyone's different. Everyone needs different things. But I will tell you that 100% of the time, people need to take care of their spine. Absolute fact. 100% of the time, people need to take care of their spine. Right? And so if you're wanting to get a new patient appointment scheduled in the office, normally it's $150 for a new patient appointment, which includes spinal x-rays and about an hour appointment with the doctor to go over to gather everything and to go over everything with you at the follow-up appointment. But if you call in right now, It's literally only $60. We just ask that you pick up the phone and call. When you call, we will schedule you. I'll take $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. If you do get a voicemail, please leave a message. I promise to call you back. The lines will be busy today. I know that already because we're getting a lot of texts in and we got a lot of calls in over the last couple breaks. And so, and once again, the number is 314-323-7214. You know, last segment I discussed that we're going to go over testimony this segment. And it's all about how a heart attack saved this man's life. His name's A.W. He had a heart attack in his 50s. And I'll tell you, he lived his whole life to work. He worked over and over again. Never really took care of his health, was on multiple medications, was overweight, didn't really care. He said it was just, my dad died, so I'm just going to die from heart disease, heart attack, so I'm just going to outlive them, right? And so he was one of those guys, typical middle-aged man, okay? If you're a middle-aged man to this, I mean that with endearment. Strong-willed, hard worker, doesn't really know how to take time for himself, doesn't really know how to focus on getting his health right until he says, one day I'm retired and I'm really sick, right? So A.W. is one of those people. And at the point I was seeing his daughter, his son in the office, I was seeing his wife in the office, and we didn't hear from him for a little bit. And what we had found out is he had a heart attack, and they had to go do a cardiac cath and put a stent into his heart. He had to be on multiple medications for about 18 months. But with that heart attack, a lot changed. His mindset changed about life, that he realized that it's not about work as much as he thought it was. He thought it was about being a dad and a grandparent. It's about being a spouse that's present. It's not about getting more overtime, he says. It's about being present and intentional with your family. They're going to use you up and spit you out at work, he says. I never had that mindset. He goes, Dr. Nick, I listened to you when it came to nutrition. I listened to you when it came to exercise, obviously chiropractic. I listened to you which supplements to take. And I heard, I listened to you, but I actually didn't hear you. I go, explain that to me, AW. He goes, listen, everything you said, I agreed with, but I was unwilling to do it for me. I go, why do you think that is? He goes, because I just didn't think it was that important until I realized it's that important. He said, this heart attack saved my life. He's been a patient now for over 8 years. He's doing incredible. He's leaner now than he ever has been. He's off all of his medications. He's eating clean. He's exercising. He's a present spouse. He's a present father. He's a grandparent. And I talked to his son this past week. And go, you know, the heart attack saved my dad's life because he's softer. He's more kind. He's more gentle. He has more grace. He shows us more love. Maybe because he realized that life is short. Also, maybe because he thought that he realized that being healthy actually feels good. And you can actually, you don't have to have a grimace. You don't have to have, you know, your brow load lower. You don't have to have that grit, right? Just to get more overtime, just to get more work. And the awesome thing is this: AW is about a year from retirement, and he's counting down the days. He doesn't have to go on Fridays anymore. I'm like, what are you gonna do? He's like, well, I'm gonna have more time to get even more healthy than I am. I want to travel. I want to be there for my grandkids. And I just look at him, and I just like, how many people in the U.S. need to hear this story? How many people on this radio show need to hear the story that there is redemption and healing? You can actually be redeemed through healing. There is a second chance, right? A diagnosis doesn't mean it's a detriment to your life. Diagnosis might be a wake-up call. An event might be a wake-up call. Being prescribed something might be a wake-up call. And I think it's important to understand this, that the line to getting healthy, that trajectory is not always smooth. I mean, there might be some interruptions along the way. There might be some setbacks. There might be some crisis that hits along the way. But I'll tell you, the term, a heart attack saved my life, throw anything in there. Being obese saved my life. Cancer saved my life. Diabetes saved my life. Getting off medications saved my life. And I'll tell you that once you kind of understand that life is about being healthy so you can be there, things change, priorities change. You know, another testimony that I would say that's really one of those things where a diagnosis saved my life or a high A1C saved my life is a patient named Mark. Mark's a patient that was just trying to figure out lifestyle. He's trying to figure out how do I, get this A1C down? How do I reverse the diagnosis of diabetes? How do I lose the weight? Well, you know, Mark had lived a great life, hardworking life, and he had his lifestyle. His lifestyle was set. Just, it's always been that way. And what's cool is this, is that, once again, a diagnosis saved his life, right? I mean, you think about, you know, that, you know, someone in their 50s and 60s, they start to get a little hobble because their knee hurts. They start to gain weight because they're old, or their genes, or their blood sugar goes up because they like sweets, and they just kind of accept it as is. And I'll tell you, is that the people that don't accept it actually get the best results. And so Mark started to eat clean. He started to eat less bread. He started to be more focused about when he's eating and how he's eating and what he's drinking and when he's drinking it. And what's cool is this, after about 3 to 4 months of doing that, the A1C dropped significantly. He lost 20 plus pounds. He lost that limp. His shoulder feels better. His knee feels better. And you know, I think unless Mark asked for help, he would have never gotten the results that he got. And guess what? I didn't do it. He just asked the help. I gave him the resources, and he just did it on his own. And what's cool is that the doctor's not used to seeing the A1Cs drop, by the way. They're used to seeing A1Cs go up. They're used to seeing weight on the scale go up. And when they see people losing weight in their 60s, A1Cs going down in their 60s, the limp going away, the shoulder pain going away in their 60s, that's what we call counterculture. We're doctors, and the healthcare system is not used to seeing that, and you're the crazy one. You're the weird one. And guess what? It's okay, because you get the best results. And so if you're listening to the show now and you say, you know, I want to be like an AW, and you don't want to have a heart attack, but you're sick of this medication, you want to get off of it, or you just want to feel better overall. If you're a Mark that says, you know, I want to reduce my A1C naturally, not get on medication, and you know, I've been this way for so long, it's time for me to change. Listen, it starts by calling into the office. When you come into the office, what we do is we sit down with you, we go over your health history, we go over where your health is currently, and then we go over your health goals. We want to know what makes you tick and why you're getting healthy, right? Is it for the grandkids? Is it for your spouse? Is it for to travel? What is that? And then what we do is we do a full exam of your spine, posture, range of motion, nervous system scan, and a full set of x-rays. And what we do at that point is we gather all the data, we figure out what's going on, we put together a blueprint for you so you know exactly what it would take to get to the health that you want. And then we go over that with you, and then we get you started with care. So normally to come to the office for a new patient exam and x-rays is $150, but if you're listening to the show now, it's only $60. Now, this is the thing. Listen, if it sounds good, pick up the phone, right? If it's good for you, pick up the phone. I want you to have that appointment. We are a busy office, but we will make time for you to get in this week. Pick up the phone and call. When you call, we'll answer the phone, I'll schedule you, and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.